Come on, I only got about 45 minutes to record this.
I know. I just why did I don't I can't think of something. I'll just go. Nothing funny to say. Move on.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. Okay, let's go.
Yes.
We're going to start off with the news, go on to the quiz, let's go topical, our week in gaming, and the releases. So
okay.
Let's get going. Let's
indeed. Do it. Gran Turismo 5 has a release date. It's coming out November 24th.
Sooner than I would have thought, I guess.
Yeah, that's nice.
I don't really care about that series, though.
Moving on. In the Sly Collection that came out recently for the PS3, there's a teaser trailer at the end for Sly Cooper 4.
That's good. I never really played those games, though, so I also don't care.
I'm 0 for 2, then.
0 for 2.
Let's see if this does anything for you. In the wake of the announcement of a Prince of Persia HD 3D Trilogy Blu-ray coming out in Europe, we found out in America it's a digital download. And the first one's actually out.
Now?
Yeah, it came out Tuesday.
You just get them separately?
Mm-hmm. Which I find interesting, because I imagine a lot of people will buy Sands of Time. Few people buy Two Thrones and nobody will buy a Warrior.
Right, like the advantage of the putting them together is that you trick people into buying ones they don't want.
Right. $15 each. Not bad.
That's fine.
They also had something listed as a Splinter Cell thing, but people aren't sure if it's like a new downloadable game or if they're doing with the original Splinter Cell trilogy like they did here with the Prince of Persia trilogy.
I thought we knew that was happening. Maybe I'm making that up.
Yeah, it could be. Alright, we got a bunch of Marvel vs. Capcom 3 stuff. First of all, She-Hulk and Zero are revealed as new characters.
That's nice. She-Hulk is always kind of weird. Like, yeah. Her thing is that she's smart. Like, she's the opposite of Hulk, I guess, right?
Isn't she like a detective or something?
No, she's like
Oh, she's a lawyer, that's
she's
it.
She's a lawyer, yeah. Or something. Zero is cool, it makes sense because he was in Tatsunoko. We still need Mega Man, though, so let's get on that. But, Indeed. Yeah, still, good characters.
Well, they then, thanks to GameStop putting up a thing, revealed that about 4 weeks after the game's release, you'll be able to download as DLC Jill Valentine and Shuma Garath.
Two characters from Marvel's Capcom.
Now, you said you were excited about the fact that there is DLC for an interesting reason.
My whole thing is, okay, maybe they can do Phoenix Wright eventually now. But I don't know. I don't have a problem. I know some people are upset because DLC for fighting games is kind of tricky sometimes because, you know, the balance and stuff. Marvel vs. Capcom has never really been that balanced. People have found a bizarre way of balancing Marvel vs. Capcom 2 by basically picking 10 of the 50 so characters.
Yeah,
in
and
the
like
game.
Those are the only 10 you
right.
could be.
So, well, you know, whatever.
Right.
I am fine with this.
Okay.
Plus, I mean, these are like, this is just kind of a way to get two characters from Marvel vs. Capcom 2 in it.
Right. And then we have the date finally. It is February 15th. 1 week before my birthday.
Very nice.
Indeed.
Something to look forward to.
Yes. So the Kinect is apparently doing pretty well. It sold a million hardware units in 10 days.
Yeah.
It's pretty good for what it is.
I mean, it's gonna do very well. It's going to be the big holiday thing.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
All
right. So we're really blasting.
I know we are. they're all very matter-of-fact stories,
yeah,
I guess, so far.
Not much for commentary. What's next?
All right, Mike, if you found, like, a dead animal on the side of the road, would you think it'd be a good idea to try to revitalize that dead animal and give it to people for free?
I like that in your analogy, APB is a dead animal.
Well, it is. So Gamers First has announced that they have acquired APB, and they're relaunching it as a free-to-play MMO, APB Reloaded, in the first half of 2011.
If it's free to play, I want to see what this character creator everyone's talking
That's
about.
That's true.
Because everyone keeps talking about how great the character creator was. I want to see why.
Alright, so some sadder news. Activision is closing, potentially trying to sell, but probably just closing, Bizarre Creations, who've been put on their 90-day notice that is required in the UK.
What I find interesting is this happened, and everyone was just immediately like, evil Activision.
Yeah, I know, it's easy to go with that.
I mean, sure, I get it. It sucks, you know, like, you know, maybe... I mean, you know, it sucks, people lose their jobs, the studios close, they've had success. But there's certainly... We must all agree that there must be some sort of business-driven reason. It's not just because they're evil.
There is, but people are saying that they're wrong in their business. What they're saying is, you know, since they bought them in, 2007, they've released two games for Activision. Blur and Bloodstone.
Okay.
And they're saying both games underperformed. But then you look at the way Activision managed those two releases. This is what people are pointing out. Because Blur came out as a new IP... Granted, two other new IPs in the racing genre within weeks of each other. Because Blur, Split Second, and Mon... You don't think that in some way those three games cannibalized each other?
Sure, but why did Blur get the short stick?
No, because I think Disney had managed expectations for Split Second, and for whatever reason, Activision thought Blur was going to be like the next Call of Duty, but for racing games.
I don't know.
I mean, it's the racing genre, which is already... Not, like, the biggest genre out there.
All I'm going to say is I heard a lot of hype about Blur before it came out. Then it came out, and I didn't hear so much about it.
Oh, they advertised it.
But I'm talking about you guys and consumers. You guys didn't pick up on it.
Well, I bought it, but I think Split Second
went out for me. But you didn't support it.
I played it.
Like, how much? Not much is my point, right? Come on.
I played it for, like, a good solid 2 weeks.
Okay, fine, then. Whatever.
Then with Bloodstone, people are saying, how many commercials for that game have you seen?
Well... How many good reviews for Bloodstone have you seen?
They've been, like, in the 7 range.
7-ish, 6-ish.
Releasing that game within a week of Call of Duty, your own game.
No, I'm sure.
That was okay, dumb, too.
Here's the thing, though. We're getting to a point where a lot of good games are coming out. We can't just constantly use this, you can't release it so close to this game, or this game, or this game, or this game.
That goes into my greater theory that the market's becoming way oversaturated, but...
Well, okay. But, it sucks that they, you know... It might
basically,
be...
they're saying, like, the argument is Activision expected to just buy this company and they'd be suddenly making the $1 million franchises, but, you know, you need, especially with new IP, you need a build-up period.
If Activision bought the company thinking it was going to be one thing and found out it wasn't that, then why should they hold on to it?
What company could you buy? Like, aside from, like, the deal with maybe Bungie. Like, what do you expect when you buy a racing game developer?
Look, worst case scenario, Bizarre's probably going to get bought by somebody. I don't think it's going to close.
Hopefully.
So worst case, then, if Activision's so evil and been screwing them over with the stuff, then they get to leave Activision.
All right, then. Final Fantasy XIV. They're once again not charging a monthly fee for the month of November for this game.
Oh my gosh. It's practically free to play.
You have to just buy it. You're basically, at this point... They've kind of admitted this by proxy. You are paying for an open beta.
Yeah. That's pretty much what's
going on. You were paying $50 to play an open beta of a game that is not done.
The beta is in a box in your Best Buy right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a mess.
Yeah.
I understand why they had to get this game out so fast.
I don't know. It's a mess. We can agree.
Okay.
Let's leave Final Fantasy 14 alone for a bit.
All right. On live micro consoles. Are available for pre-order, coming out December 2nd for $99.
That's nice.
This is the little box that you hook up with VHDMI or TV and play on live like that. I know Brett Bates on Bitmob wrote up a review of one. He's apparently, it's not just him, too. There's issues with the controller desyncing.
Really?
They're hoping it's just like something that could be fixed in a firmware update.
Or with a cord.
Hey-yo.
Wired controller.
Yes. But OnLive has also announced a flat rate monthly plan that would become like a Netflix for back catalog games and indie titles.
Okay.
And what they're saying, like they don't have the exact games to announce yet. They're getting ready to do that. But like it would be like older PC games, almost like a good old games kind of thing. But it'd be a Netflix style service. And they're saying like they won't be like as polished. Like it might say Exit to Windows instead of Exit to OnLive, like the OnLive games up now do. But I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. And what they have called the shortest delay in their proud tradition of delays,
yeah.
Direct quote, Portal 2 has been pushed back from February to April, Valve has announced today. You surprised?
I'm not surprised. I'm not, I wasn't expecting a delay, but you know, there it is.
Yep.
So, gotta wait a little longer. Didn't Valve promise us two more big announcements about something soon?
Well, throughout the year. Three more, I think. They had four big announcements.
Well,
the
year's like coming to an end-ish.
No, I meant for 2011. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
I'm already like in the mindset of it's 2011. Or maybe he just meant for the next 12 months. I don't know why.
No, that's fine.
Anyway, and then the final story, because it's just popped in, so I thought I'd throw it in. Poker Night, the inventory, finally has a release date on November 22nd.
Cool, though.
Yes.
Okay. You ready for your quiz?
Yeah.
Don't look over on my screen.
Right? I won't.
All right. First question. The first Donkey Kong Country was released in what year?
1992.
Four. Two. Are you kidding me?
I was going to say 94. For some reason, I was like, nah, I bet that's going to be wrong.
No, yeah, you were wrong. What is the name of the game's villain?
Oh, King K. Krool.
King K. Rool. I'm getting it to you. Calm down. Yeah.
No, I was more mad at myself.
What is the subtitle for Donkey Kong Country 2?
Diddy Kong's Journey?
Diddy Kong's Quest.
Damn it! That was the other thing I had in my head.
What was the name of Trixie Kong's partner in Donkey Kong Country 3?
Baby Kong.
Kitty Kong.
God damn it. I kind of remember all this. Sorry, not so up in my Donkey Kong lore.
Question 5. How many Donkey Kong lands were there?
3?
Yes.
All right.
And the bonus question. Donkey Kong 64 was released in what year?
2000?
99.
God damn it.
So you're close on a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
I got close enough. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Let's go topical.
Okay.
A competitive multiplayer Mass Effect spinoff is a bad idea. BioWare teased their next project.
Yes. We'll find out more at the Video Game Awards on Spike
and
Spike TV.
You can't really tell what it is from the little trailer, but one of the rumors is that this is going to be a Mass Effect spinoff. It'll be a multiplayer shooting game to compete with Call of Duty. Now, okay, listen. If this is true, we will have had the perceived dumbing down of Dragon Age, right? Now, you know, we can't really pass judgment on that. I haven't played it. I don't know. What I look at, though, I see, oh, wow, we have combos and stuff.
All
right. And now we'll have this. What do you think? Yeah, see, you know what? I know what that look is. Look is like,
but I can't say anything bad about BioWare. No. But this is kind of dumb. I don't know. Oh. Well, here's my first question is, would it have a single player to go with it? If it's just multiplayer, that's not going to work.
Well, what would the single player be?
I don't know. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. I mean, we literally know that there's 2 seconds of gameplay out. I mean, this could be completely wrong. Dude, that's the thing.
Okay, but we're
speaking
hypothetically. Yeah, look at all the excuses you're trying to think of.
Like, this might not even be real. This might be they're lying. Personally, I would be excited at the thought of a Mass Effect BioWare-made multiplayer shooter.
What?
I would. I'd like the shooting in Mass Effect 2. I think it could work.
So you're condoning a Call of Duty clone with a Mass Effect skin?
Who said it was a Call of Duty clone?
That's the rumors do. That's in the headline. Like Call of Duty. You don't think that this would happen if there wasn't for the success of Call of Duty?
Fine. Okay, Mike, you're right. It's a terrible idea.
Well, why don't you actually say something?
I don't know. You know me. I don't like to pass judgment until I find out.
You don't like to pass judgment on your, like, favorite companies. You love to yell at things you hate.
But no, if it's BioWare or Valve or Bethesda or someone you love. Well, until they've screwed Harmonix. Me over, I'm willing to give them the benefit
you
of the
shouldn't.
Doubt.
You shouldn't!
Why not?
Because! What? Duh! Why? Duh! Listen. Okay, I need to actually think of something to say now after shouting gibberish for a few seconds there. That doesn't scream cashin' to you. That doesn't scream lazy to you.
It doesn't scream... they try. I mean, if the game is lazy, well, no, and people won't buy it. But, like, why can't they actually try and make something better than Call of Duty?
Why can't they make...
that's the case.
I don't. You really need another. You don't even play those, by the way. First off, online shooters.
I play Halo.
Yeah, you played it for a little bit. You didn't play very much.
Well, I haven't played anything for the last month.
But that's my point. You don't play these games that much, anyways. It doesn't just seem like dumb. It doesn't seem like reek of we're gonna make a Sonic game where he has a gun.
No, it's not that bad.
Okay, but
I mean.
It doesn't sound jumping the sharkish.
Mass Effect was a game where you went around with a gun in a squad shooting at people. Why can't that translate to multiplayer?
What do you think of Bioshock's multiplayer?
It was fine, but nobody played it. And
the game. Similar fate. Except this time they're going to make a whole game for it.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. Bioshock's multiplayer felt tacked on. If that's the focus of this game.
It wasn't really tacked on. It was just out of place.
Well, this is like something where that's the focus. That was not the focus of that development.
They had a whole other team who focused on that development.
Well, that was just 2K thinking like, oh, we're going to put all this money in this game. It's a guaranteed success, and it really wasn't.
The game sold pretty well, I guess, but I don't think anyone's playing the multiplayer.
Right.
Look, it's a bad. It's dumb, and you know it.
Fine.
Yeah, that's right. Next, thanks to Kinect, the console wars are going to start tipping in Microsoft's favor.
Quite possibly, because everyone was saying, "Oh, the PS3's catching up. The PS3's catching up." But I mean, even just anecdotally speaking of working at Best Buy and seeing what's selling, I mean, people are buying Xboxes now, and not so much PS3. Mute your computer.
Quiet, dude.
Stupid AIM. Who uses AIM?
We're forced to at Bitmob.
Okay.
So I think Shu likes AIM, so he tells us to keep AIM open in case he needs to get a hold of us quickly. He also was, like, using Outlook still until last week. We finally got him on Gmail.
That's good. Anyway, so yeah. What I said.
Yeah, I think so, too. It seems like Kinect's actually picking up a lot of steam. Move, not so much.
Yeah.
It seems like Nintendo is losing steam, so I feel like Microsoft's going to start
Did you hear about how Nintendo screwed?
Why?
There's this Japanese blogger, which apparently, like, everything she touches turns to shit, and she just blogged about the Wii. Like, she has an amazing track record.
That's pretty funny. All right. The Tony Hawk franchise is dead.
Oh, deader than a doornail. Here's the thing. A, they put out two shitty motion-based games that nobody ever wanted, particularly the sequel. The sequel didn't even get any advertising.
Advertising? I didn't see reviews or anything. It was literally in a store one day. I was like, what?
And then, frankly, too, whatever skateboarding craze may have been around, I think the genre's dead. Because that Shaun White game came out, no one gave a shit.
Right.
The skate franchise is like, eh. That only appeals to, like, hardcore skaters, and there's, what, 10 of those?
Skating isn't very... I feel like there's a little bit of time, like, when the first Tony Hawk came out, that there was, like, a national kind of interest in the skating thing.
That's when Tony Hawk was kind of big.
Right.
Who knows who, like, well, people know who Tony Hawk is, but who cares?
Who knows any other skaters? We don't even know Shaun White because he skates, we know him because he's
snowboarder. Yeah, you know him because he's a snowboarder primarily in the Olympics.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of... I mean, I'm not going to rule out the possibility of a comeback down the line. Here's
the thing. The first couple Tony Hawk games, like the old ones, they were good video games.
Right.
Then, kind of like Sonic the Hedgehog, really, a lot of bullshit got thrown in, and it just diluted the franchise into obscurity.
Right. Doesn't help that there's been, like, one every year for God knows how long. I think they took one break once.
Yeah.
But Shred has been... What did Shred sell?
Like 3,000 or something like that?
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good at all. Rock Band 3 sales are surprisingly low. Now,
do we have numbers?
We don't have numbers, but like on NPD, it was like what number? On just rank wise, it was like number 15. It didn't chart top 10.
Okay.
This is from what was supposedly one of the biggest franchises a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
I am actually.
Do you know anybody who told you that this might have happened though?
Yeah, I could think of a couple people.
Like, one specifically, though, who might be in a room with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. What did I say? Quote me on it. Last Rock Band.
You're probably right.
I'm telling you, this craze is done. No one cares anymore. God even knows what Guitar Hero did. I don't think I even saw that.
Well, you know what I actually think is an interesting problem with Rock Band 3? They didn't do a full band bundle, because their thought was people have these instruments already.
That's kind of the big appeal, though.
No, I've had so many people come into Best Buy, and they're like, yeah, I want to get Rock Band. I'm like, okay, and like, yeah, I need the drums, and blah. I'm like, oh, well, we don't have any of that.
And yeah, that was a weird move.
Like, I think I kind of understood, like, their idealistic logic, but I think it was flawed.
See, yeah, that, once again, Harmonix idealistic, like, oh, we look like we're money grabbers, and no, you need to do that. I don't know, I mean, you got it, how much do you play it?
I was playing quite a bit, and
then Fog came out. Yeah. Last time last time you guys played Rock Band for months and months and months.
Well, it helped too that when Rock Band came out originally, I was living at home with you guys, and Chris and I would play it. I mean,
you're not, Yeah, but look, there's just not much excitement about it. You don't even read that much about people playing it.
Yeah.
It's done. R.I.P. The OnLive microconsole will never catch on.
Is it going to have a retail presence, or is it just online?
I don't know. Is it going to have a retail presence? Is it going to have a marketing presence? Is it just something they're, like the online service just kind of showed up one day?
Yeah, I mean, it needs to be more than just this kind of online thing that sells through word of mouth on Twitter. Like, if they actually put a push on it and get it in, like, shelves and Best Buy...
Then it might have, like, a 10% chance.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's going to, like, dethrone the Xbox, but, when you look at the kind of economics of it, if you're someone who has a good internet connection, you want to get like a next gen gaming console, it's $100 for what is essentially top of the line gaming.
Essentially. But so it's hard for people to buy that.
The advantage they have too is like if you're not sure how it's gonna work, you can download the client on your PC for free and try it there.
Right. But I mean, this isn't about how well it's going to work. It's just, is it going to do well? No.
Probably not. I mean, I'm hoping they keep their expectations in line with this microconsole. I mean, it's not expensive for them to manufacture, so, like, I don't think they're going to lose a lot of money on it or anything.
Right. But, like, it just seems, well, they don't have anybody to kind of go out there and really push this thing for them, right?
Right.
Like, who's their parent company?
They are.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. See, it's tough. I'm surprised, like, they were never really able to sell this kind of product to, like, a bigger company.
I still maintain someone will pick it up, either one of the console companies or maybe even Valve to integrate into Steam.
Well, it's not like, even just another one of the electronics company, like maybe, Panasonic will be like, oh, look at this. Okay, last one. Donkey Kong Country Returns is not big enough of a title to be Nintendo's holiday flagship game.
Absolutely not. I mean, that's a game that appeals to, like, ye old hardcore Nintendo gamers, which is great. But it's not your mainstream holiday title. It's not a new Mario or Zelda.
But they don't have that. So this will have to do, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, I think it was kind of poor planning on their part, really. Like, they were like, wait, guys, we forgot to come up with a big AAA game for Christmas.
Right, so I think...
Oh, dang.
You almost kind of see them, like, they're talking about Donkey Kong Returns more than I feel like they would have.
Right.
If it was being released in the summer. And I'm sure it's going to be a great game, and, it's fun and all that, but, it's still... Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Right.
It's essentially New Super Mario Brothers, but for a less popular franchise.
Right.
I'm excited for it. I'm interested in it, but I just don't know how well it can possibly do. I mean, it certainly does not appeal to the sort of Wii gamer that we've been led to believe exists.
Mm-hmm.
The sort of family thing.
I guess it appeals to guys who grew up with a SNES. Playing Donkey Kong Country, who are now in their 20s.
This appeals to the guys who only other Wii game they played this year was Super Mario
Galaxy 2.
I mean, they're lucky they got...
me!
They're lucky they got Epic Mickey coming along.
Yeah.
Which is... That's funny. Their biggest...
Yeah, the biggest holiday game for the Wii is not made by Nintendo. When's the last time that happened?
Yeah, like for any Nintendo system. Resident Evil 4?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Oh, that does that.
All right, let's talk about some games. Hey, look, they're right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to review Harry Potter, which...
Had to.
Got to, which reminds me I need to write that review. But, they asked me if I wanted to, and I said, okay. So they sent it to me, the next day.
So
yeah, it's terrible.
Just awful.
Well, it's kind of... Very few games can be, funny bad. Like, I guess
This was close.
This was pretty cool. Oh, because, you're Harry Potter, you're running around, casting Stupefy,
It's a machine gun.
Yeah, it's a machine gun, Stupefy. And it's kind of funny.
And here's the thing, though. Especially now having seen the movie, and knowing how Harry Potter works. There is never any instance in any Harry Potter movie where you had to stupefy someone to wear down their health until they finally went down. Don't see why the game couldn't be just designed for one-hit kills, basically.
Well, the whole problem, really, is that the whole point of the series is that Harry Potter is not an exceptional wizard.
Yeah.
He's just some...
He's fine.
He kind of gets lucky most of the time,
So, right.
To see him go up against 1,000 Death Eaters and win.
Which just never happens.
Right.
And it doesn't help, too, that they basically made 4 enemy models.
Right.
For the thousands of people you go through.
I don't know how else you were going to make a Deathly Hallows game. It was surely a thankless task.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, it actually looks pretty good, I think.
Well, the character models are good. The environments are in.
I thought the environments look good, too. They recreated everything from the movies pretty well, the locations.
It's weird because I
got excited watching the movie when they showed that nuclear plant. Yeah, I kind of nudged you in the shoulder. I was like, hey, remember that place?
And I saw it.
Because you were in it for an hour in the game.
Well, this game loves to reuse. It has like five levels that they just reuse. Well, in every level, you go through it once and you come back through
it. Well, this is what the game does. You have like the kind of story missions. And every so often, the story comes to a screeching halt. So you could go on, what were they called? Explorations or something?
Yeah.
Where you get to pick out of order three levels that have nothing to do with anything. They don't tie into the plot.
It's just
they're complete non sequiturs.
They need to do
like
something.
Like the one, you're just in a dragon's cave. Like what?
That's like the only time too there's ever a dragon. It's like
it's like escape from the dragon's cave. I'm like, why am I in a dragon's cave? I just made a camp to hide from Voldemort.
It was like at the very end, like two Death Eaters are kind of like slowly walking into the cave.
Oh, that was the best part.
And like, you killed him. But I'm like, in my mind, those two Death Eaters had no idea Harry Potter was in there.
They just were walking around.
Like, oh, look, a cave. Oh, God, it's Harry Potter. Oh, he stupefied us.
That's the other thing, too, is like, aside from like, you had Stupefy, and then there's like...
you have like a bunch of spells, but you just use
Stupefy. They all do the same thing, right. Except like the one that's basically a rocket launcher. That at least had some splash damage. But yeah, they all like act exactly the same.
You have Wingardium Leviosa, which is like...
does nothing.
Yeah,
you threw a metal barrel at the back of a guy's head, and he got up.
Yeah.
I was like, he's dead. Harry Potter just killed that
man. That was so much harder to do than just cast Stupefy.
Yeah, that's like, dude, it's so complicated. And then just...
the Kinect stuff.
Well, I didn't even want to get into that yet. There's something else I was going to say, and it just left my head. Oh, no, just...
the stealth stuff?
Oh, God, yeah, let's talk about that. Going in the first-person mode with the friggin' invisibility cloak on, and, like, that meter drains if you're close to people and you're moving. Whatever. If you stand still somewhere not near anyone, it takes forever for that meter to fill up.
Right.
Why does it take that long? There's nothing fun about watching a meter fill up while you hear Harry Potter breathing.
It's not a great game.
And then, God damn, what was the other thing I was going to bitch about?
Is it really worth it?
Maybe. Oh,
what?
It just entered my head and left. I had it before you brought up the stealth.
Why don't you talk about the Kinect stuff? Maybe it'll come back.
Yeah. Okay, the Kinect stuff. Here's what the one thing that's really dumb about it. Every level limits you to two spells.
Right.
And they'll mix it up. Like, you never get the full arsenal of spells. Like, I don't get that.
Well, it must be some sort of limit. The problem with these Kinect games is that they're showing me more limitations than anything else.
Yeah. I don't know if it is a Kinect limitation or a design decision.
Right,
I don't
know. Like, your character can't move for you, so it's going to be on rails. And
that's fine.
You can't aim, so we'll do that for you, too.
But you, like, kind of aim. The one spell you do have to, like, aim,
like,
but
the
it's
one
awkward.
Spell, yeah. And it's like, because, well... To do the motion thing required for you to flick to your right, so the spells always aim to the right at first.
Yeah.
It's like, bring it back in.
Now, here's what I will say for it, though. Aside from casting Stupefy, which, again, is you flicking your arm out in front of you like you're ringing a bell, you know, and the levels that have the more deliberate spells picked for you, and when it was working, I was actually enjoying
myself.
Basically,
the levels where he had Expulso, or the Explosion one, whatever
it's called. Yeah, it was one of those things that when it worked, it worked. Just didn't work a lot of the time.
Right.
I know what I was going to bitch about, too. The controls in the game itself.
Oh.
Because, you know, you think it'd just be like Gears of War. Like, A is run and slide in the cover. But it's A is run, X is cover, and then there's potions, which are basically grenades. But they don't have a grenade button. You have to, like, select the potion with the D-pad and then throw it with the shoot button. Like, why couldn't it get its own button?
The game's a mess.
Yeah, it's...
No one will argue with that. Let's move on.
Okay. Call of Duty?
Call of Duty. We're still talking about that? I mean, I beat it.
Talked about it at all.
That can't possibly be true. We talked about it last week.
Did we? Did you have it yet?
Yeah, I had it. Yeah. I got it on launch. We talked about it last week.
Okay. Yeah, you beat it. You beat it. So
it was fun.
I now have no desire to play that game.
Well, I liked it a lot more than Modern Warfare 2's campaign, but I don't really have much to say
about
it.
Yeah, I thought the story was actually pretty good.
Yeah. I really have nothing to say about it.
Yeah.
It was fun. Well, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, we played the multiplayer.
A lot. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, it was like what I played at E3. That whole sort of, you know, you have to kill someone, someone's trying to get you. You probably played it more than I have.
I friggin' love it. I think it's brilliant. One thing I really like that we kind of found out, it's actually pretty fun to play it with, like, someone on the couch with you who's, like, calling out targets,
like
watch that guy. Yeah, a spotter, basically. I thought it was actually a lot of fun. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, I haven't done that in a game before. You know, I think that's what's so cool about it. It works so well.
It's very, and apparently most reviews kind of seem to say that the single player is the better part of that game.
So yeah, so we'll get into that.
But I was pretty impressed with it. I was a fan. I mean, I loved Assassin's Creed 2, so yeah. Not shocked, I guess. Did you play anything else? I got Angry Birds, but I hate talking about iPhone games. I don't know what to say about it.
I wanted to talk about Rage on the iPhone and iPad.
Well, that's like slightly
okay,
legit.
You'll give me that. Yeah, so this is the like a prequel sort of thing to id's new game, Rage.
Which, by the way, it starts off in like the like television show.
Well, that's the iPhone game. I mean, the game itself isn't like that. But yeah, it's the whole post-apocalyptic television show where you're killing mutants. That conceit's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's that's
you got like the narrator who's like, "Oh, you're my favorite mutant killer yet." And, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, we're getting a little
sick of it. I mean, the game looks really good. One thing I don't like, I mean, the way it plays is kind of like the Doom Resurrection game they did where it's on rails and you aim as you move, so it's not truly a first-person shooter. The thing is, though, like, there's a lot of items in the environment to grab, like money and ammo and stuff, but the game doesn't just move you forward, it turns you. So you're at odds of which way you're turning versus which way the game's turning you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, you'll try to move to the right to grab something, and all of a sudden the camera just swings off to the left.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it's really dumb. Yeah, basically, the best way to grab stuff is to wait till you have just one enemy on the screen is just throwing bricks at you because you have, like, a dodge button. So you can sit there dodging his bricks while you grab all the items and then kill him and move on.
Oh, there you go.
But it's pretty good. It's $2. $2 for the HD version, 99 cents for the not HD version, which is what they recommend for iPhone 3G and 3GS.
Okay.
And the older iPod touches.
That's very nice.
Yeah. And two, we just real quick, we got to play a little bit of Kinect Sports at Best Buy the other day because I haven't touched that yet. We played boxing and I played ping pong.
It's more, you know.
I thought the ping pong worked really well, actually.
It didn't work well for me, and then for some reason you looked like you were having an easier time with it, so I don't know what you were doing differently.
I don't know.
So whatever. All right. Releases?
Yes.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, PS3 and 360.
Alright.
Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, Wii, 360, PS3.
I want that game so bad.
Create for PC, 360, Wii, and PS3.
What the heck is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I do not know. Sonic Colors for Wii and Nintendo DS. Man, I kind of want Sonic Colors.
I know.
I saw one bad review, but it was Jim Sterling, so who knows?
Right.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, Wii,
everything.
Okay. Apache Air Assault for PS3, 360, NBA Jam, PS3, 360, EA Sports Active 2, PS3, Wii, and 360?
Yeah.
That's for everything now.
Alien, these is a Kinect move.
What the heck is Alien Breed 3 Descent?
I don't know.
For 360 and PC. Mario vs. Donkey Kong, Miniland Mayhem. I thought that this... Is this a full game? For some reason, I thought it was downloadable. Oh.
Speaking to the mic.
Okay. Pac-Man Championship Edition. DX.
Yes.
And EA Sports Active NFL Training Camp.
It's basically EA Active with a football skin for Wii.
Right, yeah. Alright, that's it, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. You can also find us on the iTunes Music Store and the Zoom Marketplace. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time in the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Goodbye.
We out.